Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hey there, Tennessee fans. Welcome to another episode, Tennessee Fan Talk. This week's episode brought to you by the Bulldogs.
PetSmart.
They got the balls entering into the Maui Invitational. Something good to talk about. Vandy underway in week 13, in-state rivalry week.
I bet you ask 60% of college football fans, they couldn't tell where Vanderbilt was located.
As always, you got the Duke, you got Bird, you've got Tennessee Fan Talk. Take a moment, look in that description on the podcast, follow the link to follow us on any of the platforms, as well as the very first. As soon as you click the link tree there, the very first thing says, join a show. Let's go ahead and do that. We'd love to have our listeners join in on a show.
Sure. I want somebody to come in here and talk smack to me.
The Duke is always going to get a laugh out of you, especially when you are sitting here staring at him live.
Yeah, if you see my face, I got a face for radio. That's an old joke.
Oh, week 12. You know, last episode we said we're just going to focus on these three made just picks because the rest of them were supposed to be gimmies. It's supposed to be week 12 cupcake week, and for the most part, the SEC did not disappoint. However, anyone that placed money on Auburn, God.
Dang, boy, I bet the freaking Colt was after him after that ball game. The bow tie Colt.
I cannot wait to see how Matt Mitchell spins this with SEC roll call. Can't wait.
I don't even know who that is.
You got to watch him. You know how many times we've said this in a show?
Buddy. I don't watch that crap. I watch the Vols lose up till halftime, and I don't watch it after that.
The Missouri-Florida game got really interesting, and I tell you, Florida.
I mean, Sunbelt Billy, fourth and whatever it was. Come on, brother.
ETN running out of bounds with a minute 35. Come on, dude. Come on.
Act like you've been there before.
Come on. Kudos to Drinking Company for that one. Marching back down and Thicker Kicker doing what he does.
My man bangs it.
Yes, he does. We both picked Kentucky last week.
That's unfortunate. But what, like I told you before the pre-show, I was like, if I would have known that they would have been doing a live rendition of Sandstorm, it would have been a totally different pick for me.
So had you had that little bit of information,
that's all I would have needed.
You would have said, it's going to be real in the cockpit.
Sure. Yeah, it's going to be real slippery in the cockpit. going to get real hard in the cockpit.
And
a lot of shaking around in the cockpit.
I'm going to have to force this on. I'm going to move this on.
Move it on, move it on. I can keep making the cockpit jokes all night.
Tennessee, Georgia did exactly. Exactly. Man, I feel
they were who we thought they were.
I feel like my man Josh Pate, whenever he gets something right and he's like, "If you don't believe me, here. Here's last week's," and he shows the last week's footage of him saying it. "I said last week they're going to hit first and then they're going to get two more field goals." Now, the third quarter field goal attempt that they missed would have had me dead on with the 13. Mm. And then, of course,
that first touchdown is what we like to call a ball tease, kids. A cockpit tease, one might say.
Georgia had 10 drives. Tennessee had 11 drives. And here, again, exactly like I said last week, for the Milton lovers of the world that say it's not his problem, or that it's that Heupel doesn't know how to coach, or whatever it may be. Their first drive of first play, we all know how it went. Fantastic.
Yep.
Next time, 3 plays, 7 yards, punt. Next
Gone.
Time, 3 plays, 7 yards, punt.
Gone.
Next time, 6 plays, 29 yards, punt. Next drive, 5 plays, 14 yards, punt. Make a field goal. Next one, 3 plays, -1 yard, punt. Mm. 5 plays, 1 yard, punt. Field goal attempt, loss of downs, end of game. Offensive struggles. You know, I can't tell you what it is. I can't tell you.
I can tell you what it is. It's breaking news. As bad as I hate to say it, Joe Milton stinks. It is. I don't want to talk bad about nobody. I can confirm that he stinks.
A little bit of injuries on the O-line did not help the running game.
Give me Spencer Rattler. Could you imagine what we'd have done with him?
God. Well, it is November, so we would at least won 2 games in November.
He's better in Cocktober.
Only 130 yards of rushing. Only 147 yards of passing. Milton went 17 for 30, 56% on those.
But you know he can throw a football 80 yards?
No, but he can throw the ball. They ran its 71 plays to our 55. Hey, we did only have 3 penalties for 20 yards. You can't have offensive penalties when you don't have the ball.
You know that holding call on the first turn would have been turnover.
Yeah,
which was definitely not a hold.
Now,
but hey,
I will say the end zone pass on the what was it? Second, third drive, whatever it was, where he held Squirrel White by the hand.
held the squirrel by his nuts?
Held the squirrel by his nuts. Mm-hmm. Here's my take. I said don't start Nico this game, and you don't. You do not start him against Georgia. Do you start him? Did you just let him have it? Here's the deal. Any other quarterback that was at this point in the year that was any good would be starting to reserve themselves. The coach would be starting, unless they were going for Heisman or they going for some sort of record-breaking something. Mm-hmm. They would start reserving them. Hey, you're getting ready to go into the draft. There's no need to play you on this. There's no need. This is not a big bowl game. Let's bring up our new guys. You're going on. Well, Milton is not an NFL prospect.
There has to be some stupid general manager in NFL that's going to take him in like the 12th round that they can shape him, they think. Got to be.
I'm not going to say I came up with this because I didn't, but I had a conversation with someone who was on an NFL practice squad who said Milton would be great on an NFL practice squad because he's big enough to where they can create plays for a dual threat quarterback and go attack Milton.
Yeah, they just can't make it too complicated or he'll forget how it works.
I was like, there you go.
Gotta be pretty simple. Because I feel like Heupel's offense is at the core of it's pretty simple.
You would think.
He still can't do it.
You would think.
And you've also been in the system for 3 years and you still stink.
2 of 11 third down conversions.
Preaching to the choir.
Not going to beat a dead horse here. Milton, you got to get out. It's Nico's team, and it needs to be Nico's team starting against Vanderbilt.
Preach it, beloved.
Needs to be that. And then go on to the bowl game, whatever it is.
And he still doesn't lose the red shirt. I found that out today. I was reading, just slumming around on Twitter. I don't know if that's true or not.
They didn't redshirt him.
But I think they still have the option to.
They can, because he didn't play enough.
So he could play the Vanderbilt game and the bowl game, and they still redshirt him. I don't know how that works, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If that's the route they want to take.
As long as
he doesn't go into the transfer portal.
We were on the same mind wave there. A lot of talk of, is he going to leave us? It's his team next year. The only way he leaves us if he goes, God bless, these are the receivers I got for next year.
And, you know, the word on the street is he's getting that money from the NIL.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Which he'd get anywhere.
True, but would he? I mean, I feel like Tennessee could probably almost pay just about as much as anybody, minus an A&M.
No, A&M, they're broke.
No, they're not. I told y'all last week. They ain't going broke.
What a week in football. Jimbo down.
Gone.
Mississippi
State. How
about
Sam Tittman is staying?
We'll see.
That's what they said. I read it today. The athletic director came out at some dinner last night and said, we're going another year with Pittman. And to my rebuttal is, thank goodness, because we play him next year.
Even though the schedule is not quite set.
Rumors and innuendos have it as us playing at Arkansas next year. At this moment, the most secluded team in the SEC.
Before we get into week 13, let's hit a little bit of the men's basket vols. Maui Invitational, huge... fantastic that we get to go to that. Yeah, it's honor. Huge. It's a huge honor that we get to go there. First up, Syracuse, Monday, 1:30 Central.
They're shifty.
And Syracuse, definitely shifty. And then
shifty. They're shifty.
Purdue or Gonzaga, depending on who wins that first one.
Gonzaga is, I'm trying to relate them to a football team that doesn't play anybody. It's always ranked pretty high and then poops the bed at the end of the year.
Michigan.
TCU.
Definitely TCU last year.
Boise State, one might would say. North Carolina.
Oh, did you watch that?
No, but I mean, you knew it was happening because Mack Brown has a little bit of Coach Barnes in him.
I mean,
as bad as I hate to say it, both from Texas, both have won national champion, and both teams seem to not do well with a lot of talent.
I'm telling you,
one that the rubber hits the road. Anyway,
Clemson was all over North Carolina Saturday night.
Take your shirt off. Spin around your head like a helicopter.
Like a helicopter.
Yep.
There's another version of that song. I'm just not going to put it out right now while there's things going on in the Middle East.
Huh?
I'll tell you during the commercial break, which we're at 13 minutes. We're going to go ahead and take that commercial break. We come back.
Run it.
Week 13. Talk about football.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey, Vols fans, let's be honest. Do you really trust where the meat comes from at your local grocery store? With all the fillers and preservatives out there and their unknown long-term issues, why not take a little stress off of your grocery list? More and more people are going back to the farmers for their local eggs, vegetables, fruits, honey. Teague Premium Beef offers a local solution to a nationwide problem. Simply visit bellbucklebeef.com to select your cuts and choose the processor nearest you. Teague Premium Beef will deliver grass-fed, grain-finished beef to that processor. Why take chances on the unknown? Choose local. Choose Teague Premium Beef. Welcome back, Vols fans. Second half, Tennessee Fan Talk. Week 13.
Unlucky week 13.
In-state week. Ole Miss, Mississippi State.
Versus, oh yeah, mm-hmm. Egg Bowl.
The Egger. That is, that's going to be on the 23rd.
Yep, that's in Stark, Vegas.
It is in Stark, Vegas this year.
I've heard through the grapevine that Starkville is a terrible place to go. I've never been, so I can't confirm.
I can't confirm.
Just heard it.
Nor deny.
That Starkville is horrible. I mean, the whole state of Mississippi is pretty bad, so it can't be that good. You ever drove through it?
Yeah, I have.
Pretty dirty feeling. You feel pretty dirty.
You know.
And the further south you get, the dirtier you feel. In a bad way. We ain't talking, you know, I ain't talking about the dirty. You just feel dirty. Gross.
I've got Ole Miss on this one.
Sure. You'd be stupid not to. Lane Kiffin's probably mad, so it's going to be like 56-13.
Yeah, I'm 42-14.
I got a question. I mean, how many years of eligibility do you get nowadays? Because I saw a report yesterday that Jackson Dart's coming back next year.
He's got his
feels like he's been there for 15 years.
He's got his COVID year. He can come back. I think he's even got one more year after that.
This is just wild. I mean, it used to be 3 years and they were done.
Everyone that was, well, now you can make just as much money with an NIL if you're any good.
Well, yeah, because you might not be good enough to make it in the league.
Anyone that was a freshman in 2020 has 6 years. Freshman or greater, you know, you can go.
So what we're talking about is you get a four-year undergrad and 2 years in your MBA. Or whatever your master's is.
Y'all better be coming out of here with PhDs, boys.
I don't know what's a master's in psychology because most of these kids take psychology. Or sports management.
Or sports, yeah.
Which, I'm going to tell you how to run a little league field. Tell you how to manage a little league field.
Missouri. Arkansas.
Is that considered a rivalry game?
Apparently.
What's it called?
Well, I would call it Battle of Mediocrity, but Mizzou's looking pretty good this year.
Yeah, sold his soul to the devil this year. The Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah, and drink.
The Lollipop Guild.
Drink's gonna tear him up. I've got another 42-17 game right there.
Yeah, I don't care about the score. Sure, go ahead.
Well, then you're really gonna love this one. That one's on the 24th, by the way, at 3 Central. Mm-hmm. The 25th, starting off our Saturday noon games, Kentucky at number 10 Louisville, unranked Kentucky at number 10 Louisville. Mm-hmm.
Is it the Battle of the Bluegrass State? Is that what they call it?
That's Papa John's versus Kroger.
You would think that somebody with a lawn mowing business would sponsor it. The SCAG, the Battle of the Bluegrass
the
State.
Scott's Turf.
Battle of the Bluegrass State.
Battle of Bluegrass. Louisville.
Sure.
35.
I want to know if the plumber quarterback for Louisville is Jake Plummer's son. The guy's name is Jack Plummer. I think. I know it's Plummer. I'm on my computer here. Let's see here. Yeah, it's a J. Plummer. Yeah, his name's Jack Plummer. He's from Gilbert, Arizona. He's a senior. I don't know who his dad is.
No.
Oh.
Jake Plummer is not Jack Plummer's dad, despite their similar last names. They are not related.
Oh, interesting.
Next. A&M, LSU. Really? That's
neither one of those schools really have a rival. A&M will next year. Everybody says LSU's rivals Florida, but we all know LSU does not have a rival.
No.
You know, they try to fabricate one with Alabama. They're east. They're every year east opponent at Florida.
And it's at LSU.
And I think they're trying to run the score up for Daniels because he's in the Heisman talk. Race.
Yeah.
And Kelly is a kind of a D-bag that would do that, which that's fine. I'm all for running the score. Yeah, if he can run. Hang 100 on him if
do
you
it.
Can.
Do it.
I think LSU hangs 60 on him.
Oh, you give me that. Give me that. What you got?
60-something to 21. I don't know.
62-21.
Sure.
Sounds good.
Sure.
Alabama. Auburn Iron Bowl. And you know what? As horrible as Auburn is this year, for some reason.
We ain't on the same page on this one.
For some reason, they always seem to show up come Iron Bowl.
This year they don't.
Even if it's only for a half. You know, they may give it all they got.
Well, Tennessee was there for a snap last week. You know what I'm saying? We were there for at least a snap.
Balls gave it a snap.
But, yeah, I would have to suspect that Auburn or Hugh Freeze's first Iron Bowl is going to be one that he wants to forget. I'd say Nick Saban has flipped the script, kind of like Kirby Smart saying, look, they don't respect you. They don't respect you.
36-10.
I don't even know if Auburn scores that. I give him 6. 42-6. 2 field goals.
42-6.
Mm-hmm. What's the spread? I don't even know.
Hadn't even looked.
I never look at that. It's all from the heart.
Be the last CBS game. Unless the
praise sweet baby Jesus, I don't have to listen to Gary Danielson anymore. I'm preaching to the Tennessee choir out there, but thank goodness I ain't got to listen to his bum ass no more.
Florida State, Florida.
Didn't the quarterback get hurt?
He did.
He's like out, right? Like broke his leg out.
Yes.
Like Teddy Bridgewatered it.
Yes.
Am I right? I think Teddy Bridgewater.
I think he's done.
And I mean, this is a stamp on the like, Sunbelt Billy could have. Like, look what I'm stamped. Bam.
I mean,
I'm the best.
He has to win to have the chance of a bowl game.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Now, just spin zone. How pathetic is that he beat us?
Thank God for that Austin P win.
How are we still ranked?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess they feel bad for us.
They're like, hey, with the college football, you know, CFP playoff rankings.
It doesn't matter. Anymore.
Yeah, we'll just get we'll
after
just,
the top four. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we'll just make them feel good in the AP poll.
Well, because those bowl games don't mean jack squat anyway.
Well, you do know where AP has us, right?
No, 25th or something.
25th.
What's the oh? Well, yeah. Whatever. Fine. I mean, we don't deserve that. We didn't win a single ranked. We did not beat a single ranked opponent this year.
Nope.
And Josh Heupel needs to figure out how to take the circus on the road.
Yep. Don't Jimbo it.
And I feel like that's like the four steps of becoming a successful coach. I don't know if that's how it works. You know, come in first year, be competitive.
Right.
Second year,
go to a New Year Six.
Win a couple games, play well at home. Third year, start to learn how to play on the road. And fourth year, you put it all together.
Let me tell you what, I said it last week, but Hype, my man, I still believe you're the guy for the job, but you don't lose to Florida, Alabama, and Georgia. You just be one, especially when Florida is as bad as that. I mean, come on.
If Georgia stunk, we wouldn't be saying that.
If
Georgia was a bad program, we would not be saying we expect you to beat Florida, Alabama, or Georgia. So you flip-flop that with South Carolina. We'd say we expect you to beat one of Florida, Georgia, or Florida, Alabama, or South Carolina. See, I've never understood why they think Georgia is a rivalry game. It's not. If Georgia was a crappy program, they would not be there in that discussion. So it should be you need to beat Florida or Alabama if you're only going to go two. In my book, it's Florida, Alabama, or Kentucky. You did that. Because you're going to catch a whole lot more hell if you lose
beat them every year.
You're going to catch a lot more hell if you lose to Kentucky.
I give you that.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. I've never understood the Georgia argument as a Tennessee fan. Sure, we hate everybody. I get that. That's fine. But you don't have them in the argument of you have to beat one of these three teams, because if Georgia was not a good program, it wouldn't count.
So does Florida go bowling after this week? Do they beat
Donaldson strike and spare? Yeah.
So Florida,
you know what I'm talking about?
FSU for you. I do know. FSU for you.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be close since Travis is hurt. And I mean, it is at the Swamp.
It is.
But I wonder if they play Seminole Wind at Florida State, like the John Anderson blow Seminole Wind. That's, I mean, that'd be a banger. You talk about getting them fired up in the student section.
Georgia Tech, duh. I mean, we're not even.
I'm a rambling wreck from Georgia Tech and a hell of an engineer.
Clemson, South Carolina. You know, I would have given that to South Carolina.
I would have not ever.
Before seeing Clemson last week against Drake Mays and North Carolina.
No, but I mean, Beamer, Butch Jones 2.0. Hey, breaking news. I saw that Butch Jones's Arkansas State is bowl eligible.
Oh, they were talking about getting rid of him not too long ago.
Well,
his first three.
I thought I saw a thing online today. A-R-R, Kansas.
A-R, it's oh, God.
I think
bless.
I think that's disrespectful to the state of Arkansas. They beat Texas State 77-31. They beat Louisiana 37-17. I mean, they ain't played no. South Alabama beat them. Why didn't just give me the? I just want to know what the record is. I don't want to know who they did this and who did that. Or hold on, let me do this.
How about we do this while you're looking at that? Vanderbilt, Tennessee, the last 2 years has been handedly won.
They're 6-5.
6-5. So just now eligible. The last 2 years have been handily won with Vanderbilt not scoring a single point last year. Got shut out.
You got to call it the Peabody School of Vanderbilt. That's who we're playing. We're not playing Vanderbilt. We're playing the Peabody School of Vanderbilt.
Peabody School of Vanderbilt. I put on Twitter today. I said, we're having a very Butch year, and Butch got beat by Vanderbilt in 16, 17, and 18.
Buddy, I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
This is not a give me. I do not care what Vanderbilt's record is. This is a big one for them. And if we are not full throttle the entire game, if we don't play like we played against UConn, it's going to be tough.
And I've been around long enough to see many Tennessee teams just say, heck with it, we're done.
Yeah.
Losing the locker room, I'm not saying that's happening. I've just been around long enough to see it.
Yep.
And I ain't saying that it can't happen again. I wouldn't be shocked if they come in and beat us 28-17.
We can't score in the red zone against anyone this year.
I want to see Joe Milton throw a fastball with a baseball. He has to break some records on that. That's how hard he can throw a baseball.
Yeah, I'd heard that he was in baseball for the longest.
Maybe he should have stayed.
And there was an accuracy problem.
Oh, you shocker. They should have put some glasses on him like the Wild Thing in Major League. Wild Thing. I mean, the glasses made all the difference.
That's rough. I'm gonna pick a Tennessee win. It is so hard to say that just how much year over year a team has been
it's
different.
It would be very Tennessean of us to give Vanderbilt their first win in the SEC this year too. That's very much a University of Tennessee move, involuntarily, but it happens.
I'm going to give Tennessee 35 points because there's going to be some defensive wins.
So you're saying we're going to pick the ball or strip it or something of that effect?
We're going to attain the ball defensively, whether it's pick six or scoop and score or something. Defense is going to play. I mean, it's at home, thank God.
Well, it wouldn't matter if it's at Vanderbilt. That's home, too. I mean, it's true. Vanderbilt hadn't played a Holton game in probably 50 years.
Where I am having trouble coming up with is the numbers that Vandy's going to put up. But I feel like it's a 35-17 game.
You think they're going to score? They're going to get a garbage time or something?
I hope I'm wrong. I hope what was it last year? 52-0 was it?
I didn't watch it, so I don't remember.
I feel like that's what it was last year. What do you have? He's done tuning into Dobbs up on his TV listening.
Yeah, I'm watching the Sunday Night Football game. Sorry.
Vandy?
No, Tennessee.
But you would not be surprised.
No. My mental status is already ready for that. Like, I'm ready to turn that son of a gun off.
You'd be like, okay, yep, man, I'm done. Done watching this.
If it's close at halftime, I'm probably not going to turn it back on just for the sake of my blood pressure. Thank goodness I didn't get the shot, or I'd have to worry about myocarditis.
Guys, if y'all feel any, if y'all feel anything like how we feel, I mean, you understand. This has been a year of disappointment,
of ups and downs.
And people say, Heupel, he had a great second year because of who he had there, and everything just clicked, and they had healthy players. There wasn't too many injuries. This year we've had more injuries. If that's the case, maybe bring in a better training staff, better
I just think support that's, staff that all is around. The, there's no way to control that.
There's
in my
not.
Humble opinion.
There's not.
It just happens that it sometimes to the good, to the bad, to the ugly. It just happens sometimes. But it is hard to replace a Jalin Hyatt and a Hendon Hooker.
It is.
You know,
and a Cedric
Tillman. Like, that 1-2 punch, I mean, it might have been a whole different year if Brew McCoy wouldn't have got hurt.
Yeah.
Somebody like him out there, I'm not saying he's a superstar, but he's a game changer.
No, but you have to pay attention to him, right?
He's your third down guy.
Yeah, he's going to catch
have a third
the ball.
Down, we don't have a third down guy anymore.
No, because he's going to catch the ball, and the first person that gets to him is going to take one to the side of the face.
Yep. That might have been a game changer. Like, if Brew McCoy wasn't hurt, can he come back next year? Is he going to? Do we know?
I don't know if he's going to. He can.
Oh.
And
you're Tennessee in my book, Brew.
Look at tight ends. I mean, we had Jacob Warren, but you don't hear his name, you know, as many times as you hear a Brock Bowers or.
Well, I think that goes back on Joe Milton. Because Joe Milton can't go through the progressions fast enough because he's not smart enough.
I agree.
No disrespect. I couldn't either.
I agree. I couldn't but do it either.
I'm also not starting a quarterback at the D1 program.
Exactly. I couldn't do it either. And staring down, I mean, one thing I can do is not
if
stare
Will
down.
Will Levis could have done it. If Will Levis did it.
Yeah.
And he puts mayonnaise in his coffee.
Oh, what in the world?
Probably Duke's mayonnaise. He should have signed a deal. He probably puts a freaking Miracle Whip in it, that sicko.
It's not even mayonnaise.
I ain't never had it. I don't know what it is.
What's wrong with you, Bull?
I ain't never had it.
Oh, closing it up. What bowl? What bowl do we go to? The Honolulu
Duke's bowl. Duke's mayonnaise bowl. We get it. I'm telling you, if you can't make it into the, I think they just need to get rid of bowl games.
Yeah,
I'm a firm believer in that.
The kids don't play. I mean, if you're not in a New Year's Six, the kids don't.
Because bet care. Your sweet honey, I ain't gonna watch it.
You don't want to see us play Boston College in the Honolulu Bowl?
No. And the daggone kicker's the linebacker because everybody's sitting. They used to not do that, which is fine. I understand.
Well, no, because bowls used to mean something, and now they don't.
Well, yeah.
Not the lower ones, anyway. It'll be nice having.
Well, now, I mean, like, they used to get, like, they're like, oh, you come for the swag bag, and then, like, Anva Malay is like, I just got paid $1 million. I don't worry about your damn swag bag.
I don't worry about your Adidas swag bag.
Yeah. I get any pair, as many pairs of Nikes as I want. I don't care about that fossil watch in that bag.
You see my Jacob and Company on my wrist? I don't care about your fossil.
Yeah. You see this sky dweller right here? Yeah. I don't care.
Fez, we want to say thank you for listening to another episode. I hate that we get to 34 minutes before you really start kicking into your sitcom.
Well, I mean, there's some shows that it lines up, some shows it doesn't. This one was just...
Yeah, well, you're downtrodden.
I thought I did a pretty good argument about the Georgia crap you were talking about, how we got to meet Georgia.
Tune in next week. Talk about the Commodores.
Commodores win over the ball.
But the biggest thing is rolling into basketball season. Gotta love that.
I've always wondered, Commodores, right? They're like something with the Navy. We're nowhere near the ocean. Anchor down to what, Old Hickory?
Anchor down Old Hickory Lake up there in Party Cove, Air Bowl.
Yeah, Tin Can, Hillbilly Hollywood.
Go Bulls.
Big Orange.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.